I don't want to alarm you, but starting in 1933, astronomers have been telling us that about 90% of the universe is missing. That's when Fred Zwicky measured the mass of galaxies by using their brightness to estimate the number of stars. Then he used a different method to estimate mass based on the velocity of stars in the outer rim of galaxies. The answer he got was 400 times greater than the answer based on the brightness method. The problem is, galaxies spin rapidly but don't fall apart. They are like our solar system, but on a much larger scale. If our solar system didn't have the sun at the center, the planets wouldn't orbit, they'd just fly off into space like a child falling off a merry-go-round. Similarly, galaxies are made up of stars held together by something, but that something doesn't seem to exist. Put simply, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there that humans can't find. That stuff is called dark matter, and there are two main theories as to what it might be. It could be massive dark objects, like brown dwarf stars or black holes, that have mass but are hard to see. The problem is, current technology, such as the Hubble Space Telescope, can detect brown dwarfs and black holes, and there aren't nearly enough of them. The other theory is that there are a lot of WIMPs in the universe. WIMP stands for Weakly Interacting Massive Particles. The theory is that these are subatomic particles that don't interact with what we call normal matter. Physicists now think that WIMPs are the best candidate for resolving the dark matter problem. But there's some delicious irony here. If WIMPs are real, their total mass is a lot more than the mass of what we call normal matter. In fact, WIMPs are normal, and everything that humans can see and interact with is sort of unusual. Just a few hundred years ago, humans had to accept the fact that the world didn't revolve around us, it revolved around the sun. Later, we had to accept that the sun isn't a particularly big star, and even our galaxy is small potatoes compared to the rest of the universe. Now we have to deal with the idea that the entire universe as we know it is small potatoes compared to stuff we can't even see. So, science tells us of a vast, unknowable world, present everywhere, but nowhere detectable. It sounds a little religious, doesn't it? After all, if there's nothing really that we can say about the non-normal world of dark matter, it's also true that there's nothing we can't say. Speculation about heaven, the Tao, astral planes, other dimensions, disembodied intelligence, could all be true. Science and religion both try to figure out the place of humans in the world, and it's interesting that they both seem to be ending up in the same place, dazzled by dark mysteries. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org. Thank you.